Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, April the 5th. Hope you're having a good week so far. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. We live stream our show. A couple of locations. You can go to buckmastershow.com, and that kicks you over to the fine website kvoi.com. Then over at buckmastershow.com, we have all of our podcasts and the complete show archive of more than 5 years here on the air with the radio show in Tucson. And the Buckmaster Show Live Line is open for you at 790-2040. We invite you to become a friend of our Facebook page. It's Bill Buckmaster. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We're going to begin with Terry Bracey, our Washington, D.C. contributor, followed by certified financial planner, and I assume very jet-lagged. He arrived about an hour ago in France, so we'll be hearing from him, Shelley Fishman, with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report over in France. Let's see, it's about 9 o'clock in the evening. And we'll get your health and wellness questions answered at 12:30. Our nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom, will be with us. Joining us now is Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano. And Terry, his firm represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project, just to name a few of their clients. Mr. Bracey, I assume the baseball season has begun. Hope springs eternal. So far, our two teams are off to a pretty good start, it looks like.
Boy, those Cubbies of yours. I mean, this was 4 or 5 years ago, the worst team in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And they have loaded it up. Got Chris Bryant, Rookie of the Year, Anthony Rizzo, Jake Arrieta, Ben Zobelist. I mean, they've got a lineup that is really a powerhouse.
And they won.
It's going to be a fun year.
They won yesterday out here on the West Coast. They won 9-0. So good start. So we'll see how your Washington team does as well.
They're a good team, and it's really been fun. We've now got a new manager, and we really enjoy Baker. He's just come in, and he's an experienced guy. So we're really looking forward. We picked up Daniel Murphy off the Mets, who was their home run star in the postseason, and he led off yesterday with a home run. So yeah. Hope springs eternal.
Yep. Well, they call it America's pastime. I think it still is, although the pro football fans would probably argue about that. I saw that movie over the weekend, Concussion, which really gives you pause about some of these pro some of the hazards of playing pro football, certainly. But that's for another conversation.
Yeah, that.
Hot political talk of the moment revolves around the idea of a brokered or what some call an open Republican convention. I know you have been skeptical about that, Terry, about that happening. But just for fun, let's talk about what might happen.
Well, you know, Bill, you're certainly correct. That's the lunch conversation here in Washington everywhere you go. You know, the dream that out of all this chaos in the Republican primary would emerge a white knight in Cleveland who will bring together a fractured party, you know, with improved chances to win the general election. It's a great idea, but you have to pull back. The last time that's happened was in, you know, more than a half century ago, 1952, when a genuine national hero, Dwight Eisenhower, supported by the party bosses, swept into the convention and upended the expected nomination of conservative Senator Robert Taft of Ohio, who was sort of the choice of the conservatives at that time. But you got to remember, Bill, that was an era when primaries played a minor role in the nominating process, and the smoke-filled room was the best ticket in town. And it's worthy to note that Eisenhower accepted the GOP nomination after turning down the Democrats.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, huh. No. Yeah, President Truman went to him and asked him, but he said no.
Huh.
And obviously the situation today is quite different.
So, Terry, what would make it happen, have this open or brokered convention? What would make it happen?
Well, first, Donald Trump would have to suffer a serious losing streak, and I don't mean just Wisconsin, so that he'd arrive in Cleveland several hundred delegates short of the necessary 1,237, which would guarantee the nomination. So Trump would obviously employ all of his deal-making skills to try to fill the gap and make deals. But if he can't carry it out on the first ballot, most of the delegates, under their state rules, are free to do as they wish. For example, on the second ballot bill, only 41% are bound to their candidate, and the rest broker, or, you know, sort of move around. If it goes to a third ballot, only 20% are bound. So, you know, those ties go very quickly. One can see Senator Cruz and Governor Kasich teaming up as a ticket and perhaps carrying the day, but there are a lot of problems along the way.
So, Terry, other than the obvious rule that the nominee would have to have a majority, what are some of these other rules?
Well, rule number 40 is the one everybody's talking about, and that's the rule which they enacted in 2012, the Republicans did. And that rule says that any nominee must have won at least 50% of the delegates in eight states along the primary process. So Trump has won 11, and Cruz is close. No one else would qualify. So the convention would then have to change the rules. And everybody says, well, we'll just change the rules. But in this case, you know, the loyalists of the two leading candidates would probably fight such a change.
Yeah, yeah.
And there would be perhaps a tremendous uproar on the floor. Is it possible to do so? Yeah. And, you know, the line of self-designated white knights is getting longer.
Uh-huh.
Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Newt Gingrich, and who knows. It'd be great television, but it would be a political disaster.
Yeah, it really would. So now, is that conceivable, Terry? Before, when we talked, you weren't so sure, but now are you changing your mind?
Well, this election has certainly expanded my appreciation for the improbable. But usually the leading candidate, Bill, goes through a period of decline before they wrap it up. Whether it was McGovern or Nixon or Ford or Carter, you know, as they got near the end, near the point of nomination, all of a sudden nasty stories find their way into print, something the press kind of turns on them for a while, and new candidates sometimes appear to pose a final challenge. It never works. But with the polls seeming to confirm that Republicans would take a historic defeat with Trump, and because my wife, who is always right, Nancy's always right on this, thinks it will be a brokered convention, I'll say maybe.
Well, I kind of go along with Nancy. I think it's really leaning toward the open convention, and I kind of get the feeling maybe Trump, you know, he's not supposed to win tonight in Wisconsin, but it just feels maybe the momentum has sort of shifted around. But then again, who knows at this point? Maybe again, who would have thought we would be saying now it's still too early to make that decision?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's a real puzzle.
Yeah. Hey, any movement while we have you, Terry, on the live line, any movement on the Supreme Court nomination? Is that pretty much just not going anywhere?
Well, it looked, you know, Bill, it looked for a moment like the Republican resolve to block the hearings was frayed when two senators, Kirk of Illinois and Moren of Kansas, told constituents that Judge Garland deserved a hearing. They did that and bucked Senator McConnell and were greeted with 28,000 unfriendly Tea Party emails and threats of primary challenges and everything else. And so the latest statement I read from Senator Moran was, I didn't need hearings to conclude that Garland is unacceptable to serve on the Supreme Court. I'd say the chances are slim and none. But by the way, on the Supreme Court, there was a very interesting and important decision this week. We talked about the Texas case where there was an attempt to rewrite the one-man, one-vote principle by Republicans, and what they argued was that the person counted should not be the general public, but only eligible voters.
Hmm.
And that would have given the Republicans a very big edge.
All
and
right.
Would have favored them, but the court unanimously turned them down.
Terry,
big disappointment.
Terry, I'm going to have to wrap it up, but quickly, how is the lame duck president doing? The ratings apparently have gone up a little bit.
Yeah, the improving economy, maybe the comparison, you know, to the competition of his successors, all these things. He's up over 50% and rising. And as a fascinating footnote, that tends to be the number one indicator of who's going to win the next election.
Really?
The standing of the current president. That's right.
All right. Terry Bracey, always a pleasure. Terry, we're going to talk to you at the end of the month, at the end of April as well. We'll look forward to that, sir.
Look forward to it, Bill.
Thank you very much. Terry Bracey, always with much insight from the nation's capital. Terry Bracey, the Buckmaster Show contributor, one of two dozen contributors, regular basis to our show. Also want to thank Green Things for their support of the Buckmaster Show. I've been going to Green Things for years. Everything to do with anything growing and green, like 10-foot palms. I mean, they've got the smallest plants to some really beautiful pottery and gardening supplies all over at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They do their classes Saturday morning at 10. Those are always fun. GreenThingsAZ.com. Tell Jan and Jack that Bill Buckmaster sent you. We'll be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where it is 12:21 in Tucson, Arizona, where Shelley Fishman is right now. I believe it's about 9:21 in the evening. Shelley made it to France.
No, to Spain, to Barcelona.
Oh, to Barcelona, excuse me. France is still to come. So, what, 20 travel hours from when you boarded the plane?
let's just say that when you miss a connection, everything else is just, you know, torture for the rest of the day. But we made it here, and it's great. And we just had dinner. And, of course, in Spain, dinner is not the main meal of the day. So we're sitting outside underneath a fire and a bottle of Rioja and some really great ham and octopus and just enjoying the heck out of a day that on markets, you know, turned out to be pretty miserable around the entire world.
Yeah. Before we talk about the markets, I'm thinking of Spain and the ham and the tapas. I mean, you're in, you're in the right place. Yeah. And may I ask again before you get on to the markets, but I'm just curious, where was the missed connection?
The missed connection actually was in Dallas. We had a little mechanical difficulty with the plane, and they wound up solving the difficulty by rebooting the plane. Yeah, I know that sounds a little crazy, but they shut down the power and started it again. Everything came back up and worked, and off we went. But we were already 2 hours late. So
Well,
that meant that the connection in London was missed, and it just, you know, generally makes for a very long day.
Yep. Sort of starts the snowballing process. Okay, so we've got some very important numbers coming out, I believe, Friday, don't we, Shelley, on unemployment?
Well, this past Friday, what we had was a somewhat better than expected number on the new employment for the month of March. And everybody was expecting about 200,000. It came out to be, if my memory serves, about 218,000. That, in and of itself, isn't remarkable. But what did happen at the same time is that, you know, taking a look at the change in salaries, we had about a 2.1% increase there. And interestingly, the unemployment rate went from 4.9 to 5.0. Now, you say, well, if unemployment goes up, that can't be a good thing. Well, it can be a good thing because it means there are more people who are looking for jobs. And that's what we're seeing now, that people who had kind of given up are now actively looking for jobs. In fact, what we saw starting in about 2008 was the full employment rate started dropping from about 66% down to about 63% of the working population. But over the past 6 months, we've seen a steady uptick in that number. So In general, all of the numbers are looking very, very positive, though, as we've seen, you know, over the past years of this recovery from the Great Recession, those numbers never do blow your socks off, but they're just kind of solid.
You know, the quarter, we did recover quite a bit, pretty much back to where we started from at the in the first quarter. The last couple of days, the markets yesterday and today has been off a bit. I'm looking at the market, and the markets have not closed yet, of course, in New York, but down about 100 points. What's going on?
Well, what everybody is looking at is the reaction to Friday's numbers from the Fed, and that's combined. And this is the same story we've talked about now for, gosh, about a year, Bill, with some mixed numbers from China, some mixed numbers, interestingly, from Germany. And it has all kind of come together to produce some, let's call it skittishness, mm-hmm. in American markets. We had markets today all around the world kind of reacting negatively, not in any big way, but enough so that, you know, they take a breather, they go up. We've had all of the losses of the first, you know, 7 or 8 weeks of the year have been erased. We're now pretty much flat with the year. We were a little bit up until the last 2 days. This is nothing to worry about.
Can you take a quick call? We've got a caller who'd like to speak with you. All right. Matthew is with us. Go ahead, Matthew. You're with Shelley, who is in Barcelona. Go ahead.
Hey, Shelley. I hope you're having a good time in Spain.
We are about to, but we just kind of got here.
And don't wear anything that says I'm an American.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But locally, not just locally, but in the state, we have reached the point recently. It was, I think, a month ago that the state economic director announced that we had recovered all the jobs we had lost during the recession. We had finally recovered them all. So we're starting back with from that state. What does the state situation look to you right now? Just have you heard anything? Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I heard. Thanks for the question, Matthew. I've heard the same thing you have on a statewide basis. Of course, if you take a look at the results in Tucson, they're lagging the state, you know, rather significantly. What we've seen in the state, of course, is the state is lagging the rest of the country the average of the rest of the country in terms of where we've come out of this recession. There's lots of reasons for that. We got hit a lot harder here in terms of real estate and some other things than the rest of the country did. But it's taken us a little longer to pull out. And, you know, some of the reasons for that you can attribute to politics and to some questionable decisions made at the state level in terms of immigration and the perception of this state in terms of its friendliness to immigrants. But in general, what we're seeing now is an interesting kind of reacceleration of the recovery on a state level, so that over the past 3 months, if my memory is correct, we've actually outpaced the country as a whole in terms of some of that recovery. So we'll see what the rest of the year brings, but it will be, you know, really beneficial to all of us if the state can begin to rebound. You know, you remember in 2005, 2006, 2007, we were at the very top, or at least number one or number two in terms of growth and some other things that really indicated health, financial health. And then we slipped to close to the bottom. So if we can start to recover that and begin to attract inward movement back here in terms of people and also businesses, then I think we'll begin to see increase in salaries and some of that will bleed down to Tucson. One of the problems with Tucson, of course, is we're so reliant on the government for our jobs, both in terms of the military and in terms of the university and those firms that are reliant on government spending like Raytheon, that when the government slows down, it just kills us.
All right, Shelley, we're going to wrap it up with you, let you get some rest over there in Barcelona after a very long travel day. Security, I take it, was really, really tight all along
Actually
the way.
Actually not.
No.
Actually not. You would not believe how easy it is to move around in Europe.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's wonderful so long as nothing bad happens, but it is so hard to believe how easy it is to move around here.
Yeah.
And people just take it for granted that this is the way it should be.
All right, Shelley, thank you very much. Get some rest. Pleasure talking with you. We can find out more about what you're doing by going to my website, buckmastershow.com, with a link over to Shelley Fishman. Thank you, Shelley.
Have a great week, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Shelley Fishman.
Bye-bye.
From Barcelona, Spain, where he arrived after a very long travel day. Any of us who've done that Europe trip, we know it's a long one.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Catman and Superdog want you to be a superhero for homeless pets for Arizona Gives Day. Make your donation to the Humane Society of Southern Arizona at hssaz.org/azgives and help us fight the evils of pet abandonment and animal cruelty. Arizona Gives Day is April 5th. Donate now at hssaz.org/azgives.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Good traveling music there, Ray Allen. Speaking of traveling, it's not Europe, but it's an easier trip. I was almost say road trip. Yeah, you can't do really a road trip, can you? You got to go over the pond, of course, to get to Europe. But you can get to Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. It's a great weekend getaway, and you're over there before you know it, and it's a beautiful environment. A little town called Pinos Altos, which is 7,000 foot elevation, very historic little town just north of Silver City. And they have the Pinos Altos cabins up there and great places to go hiking in the area. So strongly recommend it to all of our Buckmaster Show listeners. Go to southwestnewmexico.org, and that is the place for all of the listing of the many places to go and stay and many things to see. Again, southwestnewmexico.org. Speaking of traveling, the nutrition reporter Jack Chalom is with us. And Jack, you were just listening to Shelley over in Barcelona, Spain. You're off to London next week. A couple of speaking engagements for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been 5 years since I've been to London. Been there many, many times over the years, rented an apartment there for a little while back in the 1980s. So it almost feels like a hometown trip. And then from there, I go to the continent. First stop, Amsterdam.
Oh, that's great.
My son's flying in to meet up with me, and we should have just a great time kicking around.
Oh, my goodness, Amsterdam. One word comes to mind, the Rijk. Well, I gave you just two words. How about one word, Rijksmuseum? If you like the classics, the Rembrandt, all the Night Watch, the famous painting is there, all of the kind of the golden age of that area of 17th century painting right there at the Rijksmuseum.
That's on my list. And
Gogh Museum.
The Van Gogh Museum.
They've completely redone
list.
It, I understand. It's really fabulous. But anyway, of course, you know I love travel. I could talk travel the whole time. But I also love staying well and talking about nutrition, and that's where Jack really excels. Jack Chalom is editor and publisher of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. It's an independent newsletter that reports vitamin, mineral, and food therapies. It always contains a wealth of good nutrition-related material. Jack is based here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and best-selling author. He has more than 20 books that he has authored, including the
Inflammation Syndrome, and his latest book, No More Fatigue. 790-2040 for any nutrition wellness questions. Jack would be happy to answer those questions. When you go to London, you'll be speaking about really the lead topic, I guess, in this month's Nutrition Reporter.
Probiotics. Mm-hmm. And in London, the focus will be on probiotics and mood. And for people who don't understand what probiotics or the microbiota is, these are the good bacteria that inhabit our lower intestine. And the three studies in the latest issue of my newsletter really don't focus on mood. They tackle different areas about the benefits of probiotic supplements. The first study gave a multi-strain probiotic supplement, basically with different types of beneficial bacteria to children. And what they found was that the children taking the probiotics lost about three times more weight. These were all obese children. Three times more weight compared to those who were taking placebos. Now, the other two studies are probably of more interest to us adults. And I don't usually mention products, but I'm going to mention product names in conjunction with these studies because they're so important. The first of these two studies focused on seniors. And they were using a type of probiotic called Bacillus subtilis to boost their immunity. And it worked. People taking the probiotic had fewer respiratory infections. Mm. Now, the only product I could find easily with this type of probiotic, you just have to go online and look for what's called VitaWeb probiotic formula. Hmm. And that has that particular strain of probiotic.
So most of the probiotics, would you say, don't have that particular strain?
They don't have it. They are probably beneficial. They probably will boost your immunity. But basically, this study used this single strain. So that's what I would suggest. Now, the next study focused on basically recurrent strep infections of the pharynx and tonsils. The study focused on children, but this is common in adults as well. And again, they used a single strain. And the products in this country that contain that strain are the Now brand oral biotic lozenges. Basically, you just suck on the lozenges and the bacteria get released.
That's a common brand now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very big brand in natural food stores. And also a product called Cultured Care Probiotic Gum. Hmm. And basically, as this strain is released in the mouth and throat, you've got the good bacteria fighting the bad. And it seems to reduce the risk of these recurrent strep infections. And, you know, every year we hear about a lot of people developing strep infections. And this is a very easy, quote-unquote, treatment. Again, if it's serious, go to your doctor, get an antibiotic. But if you can nip it in the bud without the antibiotic side effects, so much the better.
When I was a kid, I used to get strep throat infections. That was really horrible. And the doctor said, well, it's probably because you still have your tonsils out. So they took my tonsils out when I was about 16, and that really made a difference. I don't even know if they still – do they still take tonsils out?
They do, unfortunately. And, you know, inflamed tonsils are really a sign of something else amiss, but doctors don't want to investigate that. Some years back I went to see a doctor, and filling in was a recent med school graduate. And after looking in my mouth, he said, "Oh, I can tell you've had your tonsils out." And I said, "No, I never did. They're just not as swollen as most people's."
Oh, my goodness. So this was a recent medical school graduate.
Yeah.
I kind of missed that one. 1,000 species of bacteria. Did I hear you right? Huge.
Yeah. And
in our gut?
In our gut.
Whoa.
And, you know, this whole study of what's essentially an ecosystem in our gut is really, I think, becoming the next wave of research after vitamin D and fish oils. And right before leaving the office, I saw something online, 4 articles, latest issue of one of the anthropology journals, about how modern eating habits and modern lifestyle is shifting our gut bacteria to an unhealthy composition. How to bring it back to a healthier composition, eat more veggies, and take some probiotic supplements.
A lot more nutrition information is coming your way, and if you have any questions you would like answered, 790-2040, 790-2040. It's exactly 12:45. On the Tuesday edition of Buckmaster, we will be right back.
Einstein once said, "As the bees go, so do humans." 5-Star Professional Pest Control techs have another option rather than killing the bees. We can remove them. This bee removal option is safe, effective, and next time you have a swarm of bees enter your personal space, call us and let us remove these bees. We have professional technicians on call 7 days a week, 886-0045.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our monthly showdown. Then we'll talk with Congressional District 1 candidate, Republican Gary Keeney, followed by a preview of the Earth Month activities planned for Biosphere 2. Noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, KVOI. It's the Buckmaster Show, live streaming, podcasts, and archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 10 minutes toward 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. Roberta has been waiting very patiently at 790-2040. Hey, Roberta, how are you?
Hi. Well, I'll do a lot better if I can improve my respiratory health. So
oh,
I was
boy.
Very happy to hear about these probiotics. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if I could get the spelling on that
second
word for the one for respiratory health.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
Okay, there are two products. One is the Now brand, and it's Now's Oral Biotic Lozenges. The other is a chewing gum called Cultured Care Probiotic Gum. And Cultured Care is a different company. But that's the whole name, Cultured Care Probiotic Gum.
Well, the one that's Bacillus something.
Yeah, you have to go online and look for VitaWeb Probiotic Formula. And I'll tell you something, I got hit with a nasty upper respiratory infection in January, and you can bet these are going to be part of my formulary come winter.
So that's VitaWeb Probiotic
Formula.
Formula. And if you Google that, it will come up?
Yeah, it'll come up.
All right. Is it a little more pricey than the other probiotics that you see?
I think the VitaWeb might be around $25 a bottle. But, hey, you know, if it makes a huge difference in your health, it's a small price to pay.
All right, Jack Chalom is with us. Mr. Chalom is the editor and publisher of The Nutrition Reporter, which, not that every month isn't chock full of great information, but April is especially enticing with all sorts of good things, including this study about talk therapy instead of drugs. This has been hinted at in some other studies that sitting down and talking about some of your issues can, in effect, be just as powerful as a drug.
Yeah, and, you know, back about 25 to 30 years ago, the drug Ritalin just, you know, it went from nothing to being overused to for treating hyperactive kids. And the real push was, number one, teachers who wanted calm classrooms and parents who were both working and just didn't have the time to deal with difficult kids. So, you know, the simple, fast solution was giving them a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are, you know, 25 to 30 years later, and there's an article in one of the child psychology journals showing that talk therapy works far better than the drug Ritalin, with one exception. And the talk therapy is basically centered on teaching kids, taking the time
yes.
to teach kids how to behave, what behaviors are appropriate, what behaviors are not. The exception was a combination of talk therapy and Ritalin for kids with what's called oppositional or defiant behavior.
Mm.
And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of stubborn, strong-willed kids get classified in that. But if it goes over the top, then they're really kind of like oppositional, and they just resist everything.
And there are a lot less side effects by the talk therapy, right, than taking the drugs. And so that should be a first stop maybe for parents.
Yeah, I think it should be. And way back, I interviewed a doctor for a magazine article on the whole topic of drugs for hyperactive behavior. And he said, you know, 100 years ago, the kids we would consider hyperactive today were really steered toward farm work and other types of outdoor work where they could basically vent that kind of energy. Now, you know, maybe it's sometimes a little misguided, but there's this feeling that every child needs to be in a classroom. Mm-hmm. And some kids just don't fit.
Yeah. Jack Chalom is with us, 790-2040, for your questions and comments and concerns. Vitamin D might be a good solution if you're having what is so common. I know I've had it off and on over the years, when you're, especially in this climate, dry eyes. And if you take vitamin D, it might help.
Yeah, there was a study done in Turkey, of all places, and they looked at women with dry eye syndrome, and they basically put them through six different tests to assess them. And the women who scored worse on these tests were all deficient in vitamin D. And dry eye basically refers to a condition in which the eyes just don't produce enough moisture, and the result is eye strain, eye pain in some people. The other nutrient that has a big influence here is the omega-3s, also known as fish oils. And I would actually opt for the omega-3s before vitamin D in this case.
Very common, though, the dry eyes in this climate.
Yes,
when you've
yes.
got humidity that sometimes hovers around 2 and 3%, as we can get, especially as we get now into May and June, really our dry months, it can really, really get your eyes feel like you've got some gravel in them or something.
Yeah, and there's a lot of just microscopic eye irritants mm-hmm. in the air, which can be pollen, dust, things of that sort.
You know, I've been a migraine sufferer off and on through the years, and luckily I'm in a period right now not doing the migraines as much. But you had an interesting report in the Nutrition Reporter about a supplement that could actually reduce the frequency and pain of migraine headaches.
Yeah, this is an interesting product. Again, I don't usually recommend specific products unless there's just no alternative. But the research has shown over the years that vitamin B2, magnesium, and coenzyme Q10 each seems to lessen the frequency and severity of migraine headaches. And so it didn't take a lot for one company to basically combine
yeah.
these ingredients. And it makes perfect sense to do that. And it's a European product, but it's also sold in this country under the name Dolovent, D-O-L-O-V-E-N-T.
It's easier to remember in Europe if folks are traveling over there. It's Migravent,
yeah,
like for migraines.
Yeah, and you know, if someone Googles either term, mm-hmm. They'll go to the company's website and they'll find, you know, one is sold in the U.S., one is sold in Europe. And I think it was absolutely brilliant to combine all three ingredients.
And it's 400 milligrams of vitamin B2.
Yeah.
600 milligrams of magnesium, and then 150 international units of Q10.
Yeah, and all of these are the dosages that were in previously published medical journal studies.
How was your event the other night at Natural Grocers?
It was nice. Very attentive group. People asking a lot of good questions. I was talking about prediabetes and overweight. And it's always satisfying to me when people are asking really good questions because it just says they're paying attention.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. And I know we tried to send some of our listeners over to your event as well. Natural Grocers has how many stores now?
Three of four in Tucson. The fourth one will open in the fall at River and Craycroft.
Four stores?
The third store, which opened a couple of weeks ago, is at Broadway and Country Club in Broadway Village. And it's a beautiful store in a Jostler-designed building.
All right. We can find out about the Nutrition Reporter by going to
NutritionReporter.com.
Thank you very much, Jack, and have a safe journey over to London. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, Ray Allen will be engineering producing that show as well. Ray will be back with me at 12:04 for the midweek edition of Buckmaster tomorrow. We do our monthly showdown. Tomorrow morning, we get things rolling with our local talk. We do 3 hours, Wake Up Tucson, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. Back with you at 12:04. On behalf of Ray, have a great afternoon and evening.